Welcome to the Where Rural Matters podcast, the official podcast of the Texas Rural Education Association. Here, we spotlight the people, policies, and programs making a difference in rural schools across Texas. TREA, Where Rural Matters.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the TREA podcast. And today we have Brian Stroman, and he is going to talk about something called a DVA. And this is something every school administrator wants to know about, because if you haven't had one, you're going to. So Brian Stroman, superintendent at Bloomberg ISD, welcome. Welcome to the program.
And good morning.
Tell us what a DVA stands for and what it is and what you do in this process and how you you do this for TREA districts.
Okay, so basically it stands for, the DVA is a district vulnerability assessment. And what that assessment is a kind of a comprehensive snapshot from TEA that looks at the overall safety and vulnerabilities of a district, any security issues, any security risk, vulnerabilities that may occur later down the road. And so basically what we do as a team with TREA is we come in and we try to help districts as a team prepare for this audit. So it's once every 4 years, a district is going to be assessed. And so if a district hasn't already had a DVA, they're going to have a DVA, and then they're going to, you know, every 4 years, we were told by TEA that through an algorithm, that's how they are so randomly selected to be chosen each year for this process.
And when you said TREA team, explain that. Who is involved, and exactly what, when someone reaches out to you and says, hey, Brian, I need help on our DVA, can the TREA team help me? What does that mean?
Okay, so let me go back in the process just a little bit. So Bloomberg is unique because we were actually the second district chosen in the state. It's kind of weird, but Dallas ISD was chosen first, and Bloomberg was chosen second. One on calls, I called an auditor from to recommend our district, and then also Region 8 reached out to TEA and encouraged them. During that process, during our DVA, we were the second school in Texas to go during the pilot study, and we were the first school to come out with a perfect audit. Now, we didn't, when I say perfect audit, we didn't have any findings. So through that process, though, I have become very close with the Region 8 safety consultant. His name is Lee Gill. Lee is somebody who's very passionate and very driven for school safety. I mean, this is his life. And so as we worked together, we saw, hey, we really enjoy this. I mean, safety is a big aspect of my, you know, of my superintendency. And I was like, hey, we put this together, we could really help people. So we just decided to team up. And we've had a lot of good help with the auditors in this East sector. So the auditors are here, have guided us. They've helped us. They've encouraged us. They've allowed us to ask a lot of questions. They know what we're doing. We're not charging. We're helping these districts for free. And so as of right now, we're up to 25 districts. Our success rate has been very high. We've had two districts in the Region 8 area. I will not give any names, but they also had perfect audits during the DVA this year, which was huge successes. And Region 8 Service Center has encouraged us, hey, keep doing what you're doing, keep helping these districts. And then, you know, of course, we've taken on this platform of TREA to go statewide, and through Zoom, through phone call, we've helped districts all over the state this year prepare for this process.
That is amazing, and I actually witnessed you do one of these. I met you at Chilton several months ago, and it is very cool, very good that you come in and work with. In that case, I think there were about 15 or 20 staff members that you walked them through this, and talk a little bit, Brian, about how this is more involved. This involves everything. The good things you do at your school need to be a part of this that may not apparently, or on the surface, have anything to do with safety and security. Explain that a little bit, because that was new to me, and that's eye-opening and something that districts need to know.
So the DVA is truly comprehensive, and in that, some of the things they're looking at is, the character education programs that you have in place for your kids, the way that your team and staff work together. And so what makes what we do kind of unique is we cover those topics. And I want to stress throughout this, we are not auditors. We don't pretend to be auditors. We are not working with TEA. Okay, so I want to be clear about that. We're here supporting these districts and giving them kind of the pre-synopsis of what is about to happen to better prepare their team. And so going into it, we help them identify key areas such as, the right off the bat, I mean, there's about, 12 to 16 areas that are identified. The other plus that we do is we go over the Sentinel app. The Sentinel app is a brand new app that was created last year where all things school safety are now housed. And so that app is very comprehensive with the state of Texas. So all school safety audits, all intruder audits, everything that's done, a depository of everything you've done inside that district is created there. Well, we train districts in that 2 to 3 hour window. We also go over that with them. And help them become familiar with that.
When we tell TREA member districts or superintendents that we have a free service for them, I just don't think they believe us sometimes. But this
Well,
really is a free service that is available for TREA member districts, and I know it's phenomenal, and I know it's worth a lot of money. If this was on the open market, this would be several thousand dollars that would be charged to the district, and they would be appreciative to do it. But we're doing this for free, so we very much appreciate what you're doing, Brian. Just tell us, and I know it's a podcast, and they can't see your contact information, but tell them what your contact information is. And that being said, that you can always access Brian through us at TREA, and our contact information's in our emails. It's on the website. Our cell phones are on the website, but txrea.com is a one-stop shop for everything, and you can always get in touch with Brian through us that way. But Brian, talk about your contact information.
sure, they can email me here at the school district, and it's going to be B Stroman, and that's Stroman at bloombergisd.net, bloombergisd.net. And one of the biggest things that I will stress is districts have called me kind of in a panic. I've had districts call me. It's never too late to call. I had a district call me from Region 12 one time. I think it was Region 12 or Region 10. And it was an SRO. And so I get calls from all different kinds of people. Sometimes it's a soup. Sometimes it's a, like at Chilton, the lady that called was just like an assistant director. And they'll say, listen, we've got this coming up. And one of the things that we fire off to them is I send them all my pre-prepared documents. So they're going to get maps. They're going to get my full 36-page TEA audit document that has been signed off on by TEA that gives them step-by-step play of everything. And to me, you're talking about the value piece. That's the value piece we bring to the table. We're shedding light on what this should not be. This should be open. I mean, districts should know the game they're playing. They should know how to get right. I mean, and if they have findings, that's okay. That's areas they can correct. But what we want to do is minimize those findings. We want to give them time to get out there and prepare best they can before those auditors arrive.
Yeah, and I would also stress it's not too soon to contact you either.
Negative. So
It
negative. Yes, we've had districts. I had a district this year here in Region 8. They were not up for an audit at all. I don't, and we went and worked with them. They called us. They're being very proactive. I would prefer districts to call me ahead of time. And so we can do this numerous ways. I mean, in some instances, we're driving to the district and doing the training 2 or 3 hours. But I have done most of my TREA stuff. I had a district in Region 3. The superintendent and I worked on a Saturday morning for probably 3 hours over the phone, getting him prepared. We went through checkoff sheets and lists, and he emailed me a couple times after that. But it's like he said, now I know what I'm expecting. And that's what we try to do. We try to give them the visual of what the day is going to look like. what the from those auditors' time they arrive all the way down to, what the auditor's day is going to look like. It's a long day for the auditor. We encourage them, like, hey, have food there, feed them, be hospitable, because they're there working as well for a 10-hour day trying to get these audits completed in a timely manner, so.
So is this year two of the actual audits, not the pilot
Yes, sir.
year accounting, but this is year two. So if they haven't had a DVA, they need to contact you because if it's not next year, it's the year after. They're going to have one, correct?
That is correct. Here's the thing, like I told districts, I'm like, we're here to enhance the process. We're here to give you and your team what you need, just like what we did with Chilton ISD. Great example. We worked with that team that day. We were there about 3 hours, and I felt like we gave them all insight, because the superintendent cannot do this by themselves. You've been involved in this. This is too massive, too much. And it involves also, those auditors are questioning the nursing process and the SRO process, and they're going to hit random people in the district. So,
Yeah,
yes, they
it's
need.
really not too early, even if it's going to be in that fourth year, even if it's 2 years off, it's not too early
Yes.
to contact you and start. In fact, it would be better to start doing that now and it'd be a piece of cake by the time it gets here.
100%.
Well, Brian, thank you very much. It is awesome what you and Region 8, Lee Gill, I want to extend my appreciation to them publicly because they have offered these resources to help us. They are part of TREA and have been actually TREA started in Region 8. So we're very appreciative of Dr. Fitz and Lee and you guys for doing this. So keep up the good work. We appreciate it. Any final words?
It's a great partnership. They need to use TREA to their advantage. I mean, we're a great organization. We're literally giving this away and helping districts, be successful in this audit. So reach out.
Brian, thank you very much. We do appreciate what you do, and we hope everyone will take heed and take advantage of this opportunity that TREA and Brian are offering to us. So, again, thank you, and have a good day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Where Rural Matters podcast, brought to you by the Texas Rural Education Association. Stay connected, stay informed, and keep advocating for rural education in Texas.